cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Let's read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Or let's start from verse 18. Verse 18. Verse 18, but emphasis will be 26. Not even all of the 26, but let's see how God will help us go. If you're there, say, I'm there. Okay, can we read together? One, two, go. Our screens. Okay. Let me read from here. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travail in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we within ourselves, we wait for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, where I will stop. And he that searches the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. When a man doesn't know what is made available for him, he will labor. If you don't know what has been made available, what has been provided for you, there's a very high probability that you will labor. Even if the thing is staring you at face like this, if your eyes are not opened, you will labor. Have you had this experience before, that you send somebody on errand, go to the kitchen, or maybe you are pointing to something there, you can see the thing, and you are telling the person that thing, but the person is there, the person brings something else. Have you experienced that before? You tell the person, go back. He goes back. Can't you see that thing? The person goes back. Until the eyes of the person can see, he will have to go again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. So this morning, my assignment is very simple. I just want us to press on a particular scripture, what the Lord revealed. And this is building on the service we had last week. Powerful services. Right? But I believe that God still wants some more to see. Can I? Can you hear me? Okay, this is better. So what God wants us to do, a lot of times we come into the place of prayer, we struggle. And after we pray, we still struggle. And some of us even have quarter. You know what they call quarter? No, not quanta. Quarter. It's Hausa language. When you have scores to settle with God. Eh? It's not quanta, it's quarter. When you say, Abby? Is that correct? Abby? Quarter. File. Like I have, we have issues to settle. So some of us have issues to settle with God, like, God. And we have been there. So I believe you have been there too. You know, like when pastor will tell you, like, I can tell you this way because I've also experienced it that same way. You know, there was there's this image of pastor that has not left me. There was a day he was ministering here and he was doing like this. Who remembers that day? They say, who remembers? When he said, I work Chevron, yeah, MTN. Who can remember? You can remember, right? That thing has not left me. Like, seriously, stuffs are happening. So that's the same. I've been there. That's why I know that you have also been there. I believe that you've prayed, asked God for a particular thing or maybe a series of things, and it appears as though God has not even done anything. Hallelujah. But the reality is that most times it is the problem is usually not with God. The issue is not with God. The issue is with we ourselves not knowing what has been made available. We don't know what has been made available. Or most times we trivialize that which has been made available because we're like, okay, Francis, you're like, we can't do anything. Meanwhile, the answer to the prayer is in that person. Hallelujah. So, I'll come back to verse 18 to 25, hopefully, but my emphasis this morning is on that verse a lot of times we quote, and the Spirit himself, it says, in likewise manner, the Spirit helps our infirmities. Another translation says our weaknesses, right? What exactly is the Spirit? How does the Spirit really help us? How does the Holy Spirit help us in the place of prayer? Because if you look at this verse 25, 26, 27, the emphasis there is actually on prayer and how the Holy Spirit helps. I mean, the emphasis is the Holy Spirit and prayer. So, he was addressing a church, he was addressing the people, so I kind of substituted myself, put myself into that issue, okay. Like, what exactly is the man of God talking about? Hallelujah. Unfortunately, I don't have screen before me. So, the Holy Spirit helps us in prayer, but I will dramatize how the Holy Spirit helps us in the place of prayer. I told you my assignment is very simple. It's very simple. Bro Franklin, please let me bring this chair. Easy, right? Easy. You can return it. Did you require somebody else to help you with this chair? You could carry it. So it means that number one is that there are certain things in our lives that God will do. I mean, that we can do ourselves. We don't require God's help. Hallelujah. There are certain things in our lives that we can do or we should do without external help. Hallelujah. Okay, please stand up again. The work has not finished. Carry this thing. Can you carry it? Huh? You can't. So a lot of times we try to carry things on our own. Meanwhile, there has been provision. You know, I've been hammering on the word provision. Please, still go back there, sir. Bro Femi, let me join him.
one to go. Hallelujah. Please drop it. Let me clap for them, please. Don't go yet. Just still stay there. Bro, let me carry it. No, just carry it. Yes. What's Bro Franklin doing? Eh? So Bro Franklin is me, or the believer. Bro Femi is the Holy Spirit. The first thing was that Bro Franklin tried to carry it on me by himself. He could not carry it by himself. Established? He tried to carry it, and Bro Femi came alongside to help him carry it. Were they able to carry it? The third scenario, Bro Femi carried it, then Bro Franklin stayed. Has anything happened? Has anything really happened? Okay, so that is actually the definition of this part of the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. Helps. Let me not even go to infirmity yet. Helps. So they and you see, sometimes English is. Thank you very much. Please sit down. Help me celebrate them again. This is the way it works is that a believer goes into the place of prayer and he begins to pray. And it's like, God, this, that, you know the way we pray now. Abi? And the Holy Spirit is just there waiting for you to say, come along with me. But let me not run faster than myself. The English word we see as help is a combination of many things. Huh? If you just think it's, you know, I've been learning French, so sometimes you see one word in English, in French, they have sentence, I mean, they have words. Let me give an example. Beaucoup. What does that mean? Beaucoup is how many words? It's one. In English, it's how many? Merci beaucoup. So you see that it begins to compound, right? J. Who speaks French here? You have it? Eh? Yes. What? No, not Joe. I have. Right? So there are some words. Okay, let's even leave French. Let's do Yoruba. Give me one example of one English word that in Yoruba it means a lot, or one English word that in Igbo it means a lot. Ideriabo. Eh? No, let's not go to that. But Ideriabo in English, what's the one word? Cover. Give me another one. I want us to make it practical this morning. Another. Huh? Omoro. Okay, so what's that? Tona. Mama, please give me one in Igbo. One long thing in Igbo that in English just one word, don't say to the whole thing. What's Chisom? Ma? God is with me. Okay. But give me one word in Hebrew that has, in English, you have to use plenty. I mean, in English, you just have to use one. But in Hebrew, you can combine like 2, 3, 4 sentences together. Or maybe somebody else. Can you help me, sir? Sir? You're still thinking. Sister Hope. I need practical examples here. Asoro. Radio in English. In Yoruba it means Asoro Magbesi. Television in English. In Yoruba, Amon. So that's the way thank you. That's the way it is, and this word helps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way it is, and this word helps. The word help is actually in English is just one. But you see, in the original translation, it means it's a long statement. Please come, sir. Time. Take hold. No, wait. Take hold together with carrots. Did you see the example? Do you understand? What God expects us is that when we come to the place of prayer, it is not just a one man's journey. He wants us to take hold together. There's a partnership that is required in the place of prayer. So God wants us to take hold together with, the Holy Spirit wants, he wants to take hold together with us against infirmity. So in English, thank you so much, sir. It says take hold of anything together with another against our infirmities. That word helps. Is what I've just take hold of anything together with against our infirmities. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we come in the place of prayer, what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us is that we take hold together. But a lot of times we come with burden, we come with a lot of things. Our minds are just like, oh, so how do I do it? And we're just trying to struggle alone on our own and all of that. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit, like the way Brother, the Holy Spirit is just there, waiting for us to take hold together. To take hold together with us. But because a lot of times we come into the place of prayer, we don't. Because we have been used to walking alone, we come into the place of prayer and we just think like, is it not prayer? I know what prayer is. And we just come in, we begin to pray, we begin to shout, we begin to make all of those things. And at the end of the day, we come out of the place of prayer, there's no result. So, it says the helping. And another point that is important to note here is that the helping, or the person helping, does not take the entire load. Bro, Femi carried the load. You know, sometimes there are times you come into the place of prayer and you are expecting that God, Shelly, they say you are a helper, carry the whole load now. He doesn't carry the whole load. Remember the word, it's a partnership. It's a partnership. So, like I established, the person helping does not take the entire load, but helps the other person in his endeavor. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Please just follow me. We remember the statement that Martha made. Another example now. Martha, they had Jesus who was around with disciples, and Jesus was ministering in the house. And Bible says Martha was distracted, right? She was a distracted one, right? What was her statement? She came to Jesus and said, don't you worry that my sister has left me alone. And I read somewhere, they said the most dangerous word in the dictionary is alone for a believer. The most dangerous word, or the experience that the believer, one experience that the believer should not have is to be alone. So she came and she said, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to carry? And if you have been to kitchen, you know that if you are cooking for one person, it's pretty much easy. Right? But when you are cooking for 10, 20, 50, 100, and you know the movement of Jesus in those days, it wasn't just, you will see people following him. So, the reason why she could come and say, don't you care, only me, you want me to cook for the disciples Jesus, how about now? Let me talk to my sister to come and help me. It's the same word, that was being translated. What she was saying was, I need an helping hand. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit indwelling the saint comes to the aid of the saints in his or her spiritual distress or difficulties. Not by taking over the responsibility for them, because that is actually what we do a lot of times. We think that the Holy Spirit is our helper, so we just hand it. What's that word? I just carry it. It says, not by taking over the responsibility for them and giving the saint an automatic deliverance. There's no automatic deliverance as it has to do with this transaction here. So God expects that when we come, or the Holy Spirit expects that when we come into the place of prayer, it's a partnership. Hallelujah. So no automatic deliverance without any effort from the part of that person. So in summary, from that word, the Holy Spirit lays hold of our weaknesses along with us. He carries part of the burden facing us as if two men were carrying a log, one facing the other. So I have here, it says, God did not desire, or it is not God's desire that we face life challenges or difficulties alone. You know, I established already that the most difficult place a believer can be is to be in a place to be alone, to be without God, or to be without the help of the Spirit. So, God is not going to do for you on his, God is not going to do things for you on his own. He will take all together with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope I can. So that's the word. That's the word help there. That's the word help here. And I try to emphasize or to define that so that I know that there are people who are in distress. But what Jesus is saying to us this morning, or what God through the mouth of Apostle Paul is saying to us this morning, God never intended you to carry it alone. The burden is not for you. It's not for you to carry alone. So if you realize that the Holy Spirit is standing, just like the way Bro Femi was standing beside you, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? You are not convincing enough. What would you do? What would you do? Ask him for help. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the believer. That is the ministry. That is one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit to the believer. Is Bible says the Spirit himself helps. What are infirmities? Infirmities are weaknesses. There are challenges. There are situations that are beyond you. You see? Robenga, that is beyond you to carry alone. Right? Huh? Rafem is beyond you. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit is when things are beyond you. There are things, like I demonstrated, when he carried the chair, he didn't expect that you carry alongside with him. But when it came to this, you needed help. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, infirmities, the definition for infirmities, there are things, there are issues, there are burdens, there are problems, there are situations, there are circumstances, either in the past, in the present, or in the future. Infirmities, it means to be without strength. I want to define the word infirmity. To be without strength. A state of incapacity to do or to experience something. Hallelujah. So as I'm speaking, I want you to just imagine and think of those things that you know that are overwhelming. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It refers to human limitation due to sinful nature, which produces weakness. In another word, it means ailment or disease. Illness or sickness or sicknesses. And it is interesting to even note here, let me build on this. It is interesting to note here that the infirmities he was talking about here was not actually physical infirmity. Amen. It's not what? He wasn't talking about physical infirmity. But I just gave that broad definition that it's all encompassing. But if we come down here, the infirmity, he wasn't talking about physical infirmity. Physical one. He was talking about a spiritual one. So, and what does this mean? It means that there are times we come into the place of prayer. A lot of times when we even come to the place of prayer, it is that our need drives us to that place of prayer. Right? So we come and we begin to pray. What he was actually explaining in this place, he was saying that there are times you come into the place of prayer, you are praying, but you are not praying the need of the time. You are not praying the need of the moment. Praise the Lord. We are not what? We are not praying the need of the moment. There's an urgency that needs to be addressed. So he says, the Spirit himself helps our infirmities. The word infirmity, if you break it down, what is actually saying that there's a need for the hour that we are not praying about. And I will give this testimony. I think I shared it. A brother came to church like 2 weeks ago, a believer, but not baptized, and without the ability to speak in other tongues. And we began to, and there was a little exegesis, and the Holy Spirit made me remember there was a particular time back on campus. It was really one of these ASU strikes, and people had gone home. I think I was doing my project at that time, and a few other persons were around. But because I was a leader in the fellowship, we stayed back. Hostel was still open at that time. We stayed back. We had, of course, several blocks, but because there were very few persons around, the portal had to tell us that we should move into one block so that they could manage the maintenance of that particular block and not, dissipate and tell the workers to clean here, clean there, clean, reduce salary and all of that. So we were there at that time. And fellowship was still going on because we had few students on campus. So there was this particular day, and our fellowship's usually evening time. You agree with me that fellowship for student evening time, right? 5, 6, 7 sometimes, when venues, and you might be fortunate you don't share your venue with other fellowships. If you are not fortunate, it means that you are sharing venues with other fellowships. So you have to, adjust and all of that. So this, my friend, had moved from his own hostel. My own hostel was the one that was meant to be retained. So they had students from other hostels to vacate their dorms and move into my own place. So he moved. He was the evangelism coordinator. Then I was Bible study secretary. So he moved into my place and fellowship still continued. There was this particular day we were going for fellowship. We left the hostel at the same time. And but 30 minutes before fellowship, the leaders of the fellowship will gather together and pray. We have ESCO's meeting, like just prayer to prepare for the meeting. Other unit, but leaders will gather. So there was this particular day, this man of God, he was the vice president. He was the vice president. And the vice president normally is in charge, is the director of ministries. So by the virtue of his office, he was supposed to coordinate that 30-minute prayer. Unfortunately, the man of God was not around. He had disappeared. Me as his roommate, the general president, asked me, where was Zaka? That's his name, Zaka, Zachariah, from Adama. I said, where is Zaka? I said, sincerely, I have no idea. And not this day that you have network everywhere, you can call people. The guy just vanished and nobody knew where the guy went. And if you understand, when Northern universities give you space to build church or fellowship ground, they don't give you space where you have multitude. They give you inside one lungu, inside one bush. So, and you could go somewhere and just look around like this. You would be able to see you'll be seeing buildings. Not around you, they are far, far away. To cut the story short, Zaka was nowhere to be found. I wasn't disturbed. In a part of me was disturbed, like, this guy, you'd have told me that you were going somewhere. Now, like, this one that you just disappeared, he was the one to coordinate that prayer. We just did all of that. Our meeting then usually would last for 2 hours. For the next 2 hours, the brother was not around. He wasn't, no text message, no, what else again? No WhatsApp. Okay, sorry, WhatsApp was not even strong then. To go. Who used to go here? There was no to go message, there was nothing. Meeting finished, packed instrument, packed chairs, arranged everything. We closed meeting, we went back until around 10:30, the brother just came. And you know, because we were just two, room of four, but it was just the two of us, the person just bashed, I mean like, entered, in my mind like, what get authority to just enter my room like that? He was already tired. And before fellowship, we had cooked, so I came back, got back, served myself, ate, he also ate. So he was now telling me that he just felt a leading to go and pray. For the whole 3 hours, no, sorry, 6 till 10:30, 4 hours. He said yes. That he actually intended to only spend, like, he just felt a burden inside of him. And he wanted to just pray for like 1 hour. But as he got there, he prayed. When he was about rounding up, he got a call from his sister. By the way, I studied in Mina, Niger State. His elder sister is in First Stack here. He got a call from his sister thanking God, exclaiming, shouting over the phone, screaming that armed robbers had just invaded their estates. I don't know, maybe I'm not a storyteller. I said all of that to build something. Armed robbers had just invaded their estates. They ransacked every house, saved their own house. You can check him online and call. I have his, I see, I will still talk. He's a pastor now, he's a full time pastor. They ransacked the estates. And you know, when you see videos of when armed robbers ransack, they do a thorough job. They ransacked every part of the estate except the sister's house. So it was about the time when he was rounding up to pray, that was when the sister called. So he now felt a morning, the clarity why he left us to do his own assignment, to go and tackle another assignment. He didn't know that such thing was going on. But the Holy Spirit already deposited in him, gave him a burden. He went into the place of prayer, and I believe, and you see, I said all of that to say that when God wants to do something in our lives or in a community, he's looking for who can receive it. Eh? He's doing what? He's looking for the available vessel at that time. So he was the only available vessel who could stand in gap for the sister. He was the only available vessel. He was the only available vessel. So scripture says he helps our infirmities, right? For we do not know. Please say it aloud. It's not what. It's not a matter of method. Hallelujah. You know, when they say what, it tells you, it's asking you the method. The original, I think NAS, what was the name of that translation? Pastor Kenny, NAS. When they say NAS translation, American, is it? Sir? New American Standard says what? No, New American Standard says how to pray. But it is not a method of how. It is not a question of how. It is a method, it is a question of content. What to pray? What is the need for this hour? Hallelujah. What is the need for the hour? So a lot of times we go into the place of prayer. Our need is driving us. But is that really the requirement of the hour? So we see why we pray. We do all of that. Pray. In fact, sometimes we copy some things like put your head, like the way Elijah was a man of like passion. He prayed for that it should not rain for 3.5 years. And he did not rain. That it was Elisha put his head in between his leg, and he was kabashi. Like, if you do that, you obashi share, come in bast. Hallelujah. We have done all of those gymnastics. You know, still produce results. You know, do what? You know, work. Am I saying that doing all of that or doing that is wrong? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, or what the Holy Spirit is saying is that we have failed to ask Him for the need of the hour. UN, we have UN. Which other one do we have? UNESCO, African Union. EU. Do you know that the only person who is permitted, God forbid, maybe a war breaks out at point A in Nigeria, the order of things is that the Nigerian army will be the first to get to that point. If you see, okay, so the composition of the AU, is it AU now, African Union, the composition, member states will provide, or they will have members, military personnel that will be part of that. So if you are hearing that Nigerian army or there's a war in Liberia and they send ECOMOG will go there, not the general army you will see. He's a Nigerian, but he's no longer working directly with Nigeria. His assignment is beyond the shores of Nigeria. So if there's an issue in Nigeria today, the first person that should be there naturally or by order of things is the Nigerian army. Now, where you have AU coming is when that thing is beyond the capacity or the strength of Nigerian army. And if you remember in 2014, there about when this Boko Haram thing started, people were saying Nigeria should, US promised to send men to Nigeria. Do we remember? And all of that. And people were saying Nigeria had not given them go ahead. Nigeria had not given them go ahead. In policy making, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. What works or what should work is that if it's beyond Nigerian army, you call AU or ECOMOG, right? If it's beyond ECOMOG, you call, I think, UN. They have like three different layers like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are three different layers. Now, so how is this related to spiritual things? It's related to spiritual things that when there will be an issue, and this is where the work of a pastor comes in. That if something will go wrong, the first person God is naturally looking for is your pastor. Hallelujah. So that's why you see pastors who say that this my sheep. I think it's in Isaiah that says he will feed his sheep. The assignment of the pastor is not to another man's sheep. It's to his own sheep. And it's a spiritual order that God will not allow. Anybody can pray for you, but you see there are some prayers that it is only your pastor that can bring you into. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. The scripture says pray for all men. Yes. That's the bubuiru. Like, that's the general information. But you see, when you want to enter, there are some dimensions you can't enter into if your pastor does not pray for you. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. Please follow me. So, every sheep must have a sheepfold. So, and to receive what God has prepared for you, you can only enjoy it in that company or in that sheepfold. Your provision is not outside your company. Your provision is within your company. So, where am I going? Is that this is where the ministry of intercessors come. So, when God is looking, if God cannot find maybe your pastor at that time, what God is looking for now, at this level now, is intercessors. They are another level that can now pray, enter into that realm. And so you see scripture, is it Jeremiah that says, is it Jeremiah or Ezekiel that I look for a man to do what? To stand in the gap and plead on behalf that I should not destroy these people, but I could not find any. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are layers. There are layers. So the role of the Holy Spirit is, the Holy Spirit helps our weakness, our inability to pray intelligently about situations. Intelligently there does not mean that quoting scriptures. It is that you know the need of the hour, you know the need of the moment. And another characteristic of such prayer is that that prayer is in accord with God's will. Is in accord with God's will. I can pray for this brother better because I know him. That was the truth I was trying to establish. If you just take a random man, the last man, they might not know what to pray. So also, it's my pastor, Pastor Wenga, can pray for me because he has been watching over me. He's been watching over us. Hallelujah. So if maybe there are needs that me, I'm, you know, sometimes pastor will tell you like, he will say, I've been saying it, or maybe people go and meet pastor, oh, you are saying this and all of that. Let me give you a code. You are looking for God, or you are seeking for God's mind. You want to, maybe you want to take a decision and you are like, ah, you are confused. You go to meet pastor. I hope pastor will not. Pastor will gist with you. How many can testify to this? He will gist with you. But you see, in that gist, he will be giving some suggestions. He will not say, thus saith the Lord. But as far as God is concerned, he's already declaring the mind of God to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many can testify to what I've just said now? That there are decisions in your life that you want to take. You go and meet him. Pastor will just, maybe, at that time, you might even meet him eating granola and bread. You would think like, ah, this thing that me, I think is one, pastor, me. This thing that me, I think is one thing. Pastor will bring it down, make you look like cool down first. Yoruba say, it's not about do any, don't do many, tar any. Like, if fire, they burn you, and they burn your child, you go first off your own. So, he will first cool you down, like, cool down. So, you now begin, you begin, you begin, you begin, you begin, you begin, you begin to talk. What I've noticed, what I've observed, you will just be dropping punchlines. Pum. 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 At the end of the day, if you are not careful, you will think like pastor did not even see anything. Meanwhile, for him, he will tell you, I've already said like 10 pages already. Hallelujah. That's where what have I said? I'm saying that most pastors function in the place of they also function in that level of what that the word I used, intercessors. They function in intercessors. And you see this intercessor thing, it doesn't look for age. You might be the youngest in your family. But you see, the word of the Lord for your family might be, it will be in your own mouth. It might not, the first one might not be the one. He's there, his head is correct, or he's doing well. But you see, as far as that family is concerned, when that family decides to say, we want to take another decision, is in the mouth of that lastborn, or maybe that second to the lastborn. God has put his word in the mouth of that person. It is diligence for you to listen. Don't say Egbon enimoje or Baba enimoje, to listen to that person and take that instruction at that time. So the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. Such intercession is in accord with God's will. The Holy Spirit will not merely sympathize with us, but He will have a personal participation in our infirmity. Personal participation in our infirmity. And I've already established, it is not a matter of what or of how. Posture is not so important. What is the most important thing is the content of the prayer. What is the most important thing is the content of the prayer. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness." That's what I was trying to explain. We do not have a high priest that cannot sympathize, who does not understand the pain, the burden, the situation, the challenges you are going through. You say, but we have one who has been tempted in all, how many things? Yet without sin. Hallelujah. So I want us to be on our feet this morning. I want you to partner with God, or decide from today that you'll be partnering with God. You see, the ministry, the major thing, if you have not heard anything this morning, is that the Holy Spirit takes hold. Number one, the Holy Spirit does what? He takes hold. Number one, He takes hold. Number two, together with you. Number three, against any issue. So let's go again. Number one, He does what? It takes hold of how many things? All things. Number two, together with me or together with you. Number three, against our infirmities. Against our infirmities. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's the ministry of the Holy Ghost to the believer. So the next time you go into the place of prayer, you are asking, you are looking for what His mind is. And the moment you get what the mind of God is, you launch out. You launch out. So I want us to take advantage of that again this morning, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I don't know that issue, that weakness, that infirmity, that situation that is before you. Can you just deliberately and say, Holy Spirit, this issue, help me. On this matter, help me. On this matter, help me. It might be marriage, it might be child, it might be work, it might be your job, it might be your family, it might be a sickness, it might be a disease. It's been waiting for you to ask for help. It's been waiting for you to ask for help. It's been waiting for you to ask for help. Ask for help this morning. Ask for help this morning. Ask for help. His role in your life is to take hold together with you against any challenge. That is His role in my life. That is His ministry in my life. He says this, likewise, the Spirit Himself helps me against our infirmities. Helps together with me against my infirmity, because I do not know what to pray for as I ought to. There's an urgency of the Spirit. There's something that you should be praying for. Even as an assembly, there's something we must be praying. You know, the man of God last week was declaring some prophetic, made some prophetic declarations last week. Those are things we should be praying for, actually. Those are things we should be praying for as a church. Yes, we've been doing that. Our Wednesday, Thursday, Friday meetings, we've been doing that. But we need to scale it up. Take it to another notch. Take it to another level as a church, as an assembly. So, Holy Spirit, I partner with you this morning. I partner with you this morning. Lebrahanda ragado shanta libragadi. Rekete barianda legedebeliato sefilananda ledebregadi. Rato sita baraga yagada baleande lelebregadagalia. Lebregedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedeg is the one who understands the law. So he prays in accordance with the requirement of the law for you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Maria Katus Kelly de Bregedila Daradosh Mandel Lebra Kato Shitelida Bara.